Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, cooking healthy, balanced meals every day can take up a lot of time for people, especially when you've got a busy schedule. But Clodagh McKenna's new cookbook, which is called Clodagh's Happy Cooking, it includes easy recipes with ingredients that you can find in your kitchen cupboard. Clodagh McKenna, TV chef, presenter and cookbook author, joins us in studio. Good morning, Clodagh.
Good morning. It's so lovely to see you again.
It's been a while.
It's been a few years.
How many books later, I wonder?
This is my 9th cookery book, Pat. I still can't believe it. I still can't believe I'm actually working in food. I've hit 50 this year. So I'm very grateful to be writing my 9th book.
Now, it's a beautiful book, and we'll talk about some of the recipes and the way it's laid out, but also the photographs, which picture you in your home place, and what a gorgeous place you live in.
It is so gorgeous. It's Broadspear, our farm, that we moved into 7 years ago now, maybe 8. And we spent all the first 3 years kind of intensely restoring all the property. It was a forgotten part of the park. It's Highclere Park, where my husband grew up and all his family live, which is so lovely. And that we now have a fully working sustainable farm. I've got cattle, woodland pigs, 5 breeds of chickens, duckies that are the cutest things in this world.
Even though you're going to eat them eventually, is that
no,
it?
No, we only eat their eggs.
Ah,
yeah, we don't actually eat them. Actually, the animal. And then a working walled and fruit garden, a greenhouse, glasshouse, pickling shed, airing sheds, and also an Irish pub, a private pub, but a pub,
so
no less.
Totally self-sustaining. I would have thought, though, perhaps that you'd have all the people below stairs cooking for you. You wouldn't ever lift a skillet yourself.
No, it's not like that at all, at all. It's it's not. I'm incredibly involved in it. I have one person that helps me manage the farm. Otherwise, we're up first thing in the morning. If I'm not going into ITV to do my this morning show, we're up and feeding the animals and getting everything sorted for the day. And we spent all of our weekends quite dedicated to it. I mean, it really is. It's a labor. It's a lot of work, but it is a labor of love. Some might call it the good life.
Yeah, when I look at the pictures in the book, it's a good life on many levels.
Yeah,
but also it helps when you're looking at the pictures of you in repose, shall we say, against this beautiful background. It kind of sets the scene for really lovely food too.
It does, and it's so inspiring as a chef. And that's kind of why I really wanted to start the farm, you know, so that I could be really in touch with the seasons and growing. And, you know, writing this book has been such an amazing journey. And as you say, having the farm as this backdrop for the photographs, but also for inspiration for recipes.
Now, you call it Clodagh's Happy Cooking.
Yeah.
For many people, cooking is a chore. It's not happy at all.
Yes, I know, I know. And this book, what this book really is, the most personal book I've ever done. Everything about this book is about nourishing your body and your mind. It was about 8 years ago where I really changed how I was eating personally. I started juicing every morning. I started baking breads for our house on a Saturday morning for the week. I started really thinking about and planning out what can I have for my lunch that will give me the energy.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Do you notice the difference if you, because you're traveling or whatever, and you have to veer away from the food regime that you set up for yourself? Do you notice the difference?
Completely.
Quickly?
Yeah, quickly, within 2 days. Like, within 2 days. Even probably even 1 day. I'm away from home now 2 days, and I'm on a book tour. And I could feel it this morning. The first thing I did this morning was going, okay, where can I get really good juices? And I ordered in 3 for both of us. I mean, myself and Harry, my husband, he's here with me too, just to try and fuel up my body again for the day. But because I'm very disciplined during the week, and I love discipline. I love, because discipline gives you so much freedom. What I felt was that as I was hitting my, coming up to my 50s, is my energy was just not the same. But still everything that I wanted to do in life was the same as when I was in my 20s and 30s. And I really needed to start thinking about, what am I feeding myself? Like, am I getting pulses? Am I getting lentils into my body? Am I getting a daily amount of fresh turmeric to really help with my gut? Am I getting enough ginger in? So on a daily basis, I make sure that I get a huge amount of vegetables in my body, pulses, lentils, turmeric, ginger, to really help me feel good, which in turn makes me feel happy.
Now, you have energy, but you also exude calm. And I read in the book that you actually meditate.
I do. I meditate a lot.
I wouldn't have thought you needed it.
I know. Do you know what? Well, my energy is quite high. I found definitely about 8 years ago, as my energy was lacking, and, you know, changes of life, of perimenopause and everything, that my mind wasn't as focused as it should be, or I wanted it to be. And also how to handle doing live television. So I got a contract from This Morning 6 years ago, doing live TV where you're cooking too.
And you have a ritual before you go on set. What do you do?
I do. I meditate every morning for 10 minutes before I get out of bed. I do that ritually every single morning for 7 years. And then before I actually do the show, so I go in the morning, I'm in there at like 7 o'clock. You know what it's like, live TV, doing all the rehearsals and everything. It's a huge studio. And just before I do my cook, I do 2 rituals. I love a ritual. And 20 minutes beforehand, I do a 10-minute, a really intense meditation, my headset, for anxiety, to get myself really calm and really focused. And then I do about 3 minutes of a silent disco. I can't believe I'm saying this on air. I do a 3-minute silent disco just to jig myself up and not think about anything.
So you're jigging around the place. You've got the music in your headphones.
Yeah, they all know it. They all know it in the studio. They all know me by now, 6 years of it now. So they all know my routine. I've been doing it. And when I come into the kitchen, I am so calm and so present, and I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy it, you know, and it's really important, you know, when you're doing work like that, that's really high pressure.
Now I understand why they always play YMCA for Trump before he goes on.
Oh, right, maybe. I've never been compared to Trump before.
He's doing his silent jigging. Anyway,
silent jigging.
Now, let's talk about the book, because it's divided into different sections, starting, it's kind of running through the day and ultimately the week.
Yeah.
Juices and teas, breakfast, soups and breads, lunch, snacks and treats, quick, delicious suppers, and weekend cooking.
Now, straight away,
I picked out something. One chicken for the weekend. Explain.
So one chicken for the weekend is something I hate waste with food. I really hate. And especially since I have the farm, I even hate it more. So about once every 6 weeks, we get a really good chicken. We'll get it from a farm or whatever. I'll roast it on a Friday night. And then throughout the whole weekend, I'll make it into lots of other meals, like my chicken cuddle soup, which we usually have on a Sunday. It's Harry's favourite. It's one of my most downloaded recipes. It's got gorgeous vegetables and ginger and chilli in it. But the stock of it is made from the carcass of the chicken, from the leftover carcass that would usually be thrown out. That broth that you can make if you simmer it away for hours with some vegetables in there is one of the best things that you can drink. It's full of collagen. It's full of amazing nutrients.
Well, look, this is what every Jewish mother used to feed their child when they were sick.
Absolutely.
Chicken broth.
Absolutely. And it tastes so good, and it's so good for you. But so there's a, so basically the book is all about balance. So there's a, as you mentioned, there's a part of it that is weekend cooking, because Monday to Friday, I'm very disciplined. I'm juicing. I'm eating very quick, you know, easy suppers to cook at night. There's a whole section on 30-minute suppers that are healthy in there. And then come Friday, I'm like, okay, up to the pub. I'm going to have my little Guinness and I might make a beef bourguignon and a cheesecake or whatever. I let myself go at the weekend, but then come Monday again, I'm back in. So it's about balance. This whole book is a manual about bringing the balance into your life, but nourishing your body throughout the week so that you're good.
Now, people might think this is all about healthy eating, and I don't like that. I prefer my Big Mac or my Whopper or whatever. There's loads of hearty stuff in here. I'm looking at the Ribollita weekend soup.
That's so good.
I've actually made that myself.
Have you?
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah.
It's a soup I could eat every day.
So the soup that Pat's talking about is gorgeous. It's a tomato base to it with chili and garlic and everything in it. And then there's lots of gorgeous pulses in there, like cannellini beans, but you can switch up whatever beans you want to put in. And you can also put lots of green vegetables in there, but it's really hearty. You feel like you're in Tuscany eating it.
I love things like the almost instant orange scones.
Yeah, they're almost instant. They're 10-minute scones.
That's great.
Which is really lovely. I mean, the thing is that it's trying to veer people from eating processed foods and into eating more foods that you can cook at home.
Now, people would go into a restaurant and they'd order chicken parmigiana.
Yeah.
How easy to do?
It's so simple to do. So simple to do. You get a chicken, you bash it out so it's a little bit thinner. Then you egg, bread and flour it, or flour, egg and bread it. And then you make a lovely, easy tomato sauce with chili and garlic in it. And then you just layer it all up, put lovely mozzarella in it and put it on the top. Now, that is definitely one of the more spoiling recipes in the...
Now, you mentioned beef bourguignon. That's in there too. All your favourite recipes are really in here. But I'm one of those... If I was given a choice between starter and dessert, I will always go starter. But I also go, before I order, I look at the dessert menu.
Do you? Oh, that's interesting.
I make a decision. If the starters are boring, I'll say, okay, maybe I'll have a creme caramel or a cheesecake.
Yes.
And I'm delighted to see you have lovely desserts in this book.
I do. That's the weekend section when you've got your, you know, this is about the balance one. You just flip through the page there of the chocolate.
Blackberry, hazelnut and apple galette.
Yes, that's so good. That is so good and so easy to make. The pastry is really just putting all the ingredients into a food processor, whizzing them up and rolling it out. And then you can use any fruits that you want.
And the aforementioned cheesecake, lemony cheesecake with hazelnut biscuit base.
Yeah, you're picking all the weekend treats. I've noticed that you've skipped
the body of the book. There are lots of pulses in there. There are lots of good things. And there's so many things that you promise can be made quickly.
That can be really made quickly, especially all the lunches and all the soups and the breads. So the breads in the bread section, a lot of the breads that are in there are all stir, shape and bake. And by that, you don't need to bring any skills to the table when you're making
it. Yeah, one of the things you use is the kind of instant yeast, the dried yeast, which, helps people who are nervous of the
Absolutely.
Live cultures.
And soda. You know, we grew up in a culture where we made soda breads, you know, our grandmothers, our mothers always made soda breads. Why aren't we making soda bread at home? Why isn't every house in Ireland making soda bread? It's a stir, shape and bake. It takes 15 minutes to prepare.
And a final one that looks really delicious, slow-baked chorizo or chorizo beans.
Mm, oh my God, everybody picks that recipe from the book? It's so good.
The picture is fabulous.
It's so good. They're basically really wholesome and good for you baked beans, you know, we'll say pumped up because they've got chorizo in, they've got chili in it. They're so quick to make. They're so delicious. You can have them for a breakfast or a brunch, but they're also really good for a chilly day like today, having them this evening with some yummy bread.
Well, the book is fabulous. 100 easy, speedy, healthy recipes for good mood food. It's called Clodagh's Happy Cooking, and Clodagh McKenna, its author. Thank you very much for joining us in studio.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.